That was your, given that that was your initial impression of him once he got here on campus, what does that say about Nigel Bradham, that he was, he, if not for the suspension, he'd be your starter?
Right. I guess my comments before with Nigel was probably the most improved player on our team from last year. What that is, I don't know. That's a better question for him to ask. But the production we're getting out of him this year was outstanding. I mean, everything that he did this year was a total, almost a total opposite of what we felt coming in. And I told him that. And he's been great. And, you know, he made a poor decision, and we're going to miss him the first game. And I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, that's fine. I mean, you know, we have a very good football player that's not going to be able to play. But we're fortunate that we have someone like Preston, who's a younger player, you know, it's going to come up, that has the ability to play well for us.
When did you start feeling that way about Nigel, that this is not what we were?
I waited until we started practicing, you know, so we started putting the pads on, you know, and then every day. I mean, talk about consistency, consistent every day.
Do you think it's because there was a job opening and maybe you kind of felt an opportunity?
I mean, that's a great question for him. It really is. I'm sorry he's not here to answer it.
I'm sure you have looked a lot at Chicago's offense. Do you see elements of what you guys did in New Orleans there, or does Trestman have his own stamp on the kind of
offense? I don't want to take anything away from Mark, and I'm sure they went there with Aaron Cromer and you know, the rest of that staff, and put what they felt together was the best offense. You know, to highlight their personnel. So. You know, Mark's an outstanding coach, as well as Aaron Cromer. So, I mean, Mark was with us in camp when I was in New Orleans. Aaron and I have worked together, so they're good football coaches. So I think they would put in what they feel is best for their team.
Trestman kind of has a reputation as sort of a out-of-the-box type thinker. Do you see that in what they do offensively? Or?
I see him as a, you know, very strategic, very smart. I mean, I see him as a very good offensive football coach. I have great respect. I mean, we work together, if you want to call it that, you know, for the preseason. So we bounce around a lot of ideas, do a lot of different things. And like I said before, I have great respect for him.
Doug, yesterday you talked a bit about Matt Forte. If you can elaborate on just kind of what he presents matchup-wise in the run game and the pass game.
I think he's outstanding. I really do. I thought that when he was coming out of Tulane. I know when we did him, you know, having been, we were right there, obviously, in New Orleans. And I know we as a coaching staff, we and the scouts, we really love the kid. And for the amount of success he's had in the league this year, or in his career, it doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, the better question is, what can he do? And he can do everything. He really can. I mean, he's on the field the whole time, basically. So he's an outstanding back. He can get outside, he can run inside, he can make you miss, and he can run through you. So I think those are the challenges that we have, and he's a big part of what they do. You know, maybe the catalyst to what they do.
Doug, from a theoretical standpoint, I mean, what's the best way to attack a team that has two huge physical wide receiver targets?
I think there's a couple of different things you can do. You just got to pick to see what's best for you. I think either way, whatever you do, you still have the matchup problem. And you know, their height, their ability to attack the ball, just because they're big, you know, people end with that. But they attack the ball well, they high point the ball well, they body position well. You got to be careful with speed, because they're long striders, and if you think that they're not running fast, and people will say maybe they're not, they are. And we got to be very careful about that. So, you know, we'll look to do a couple of different things and see what's working.
Does Holmes being a part of that three wide receiver formation now for them pose a significant problem for someone like Mikal?
Well, we'll be ready for, you know, whatever they have. We don't really know, and that's the one thing about the first game. You don't know the participation, how much. Do we expect to see him? Absolutely. So we'll expect to see him and see where they put him.
Do you like how Robert Woods responded after, it seemed like it was a bit of a slow start to camp? You had that talk with him. Now he's back at the top of the depth chart.
Yeah, well, I don't think it was more of, you know, just my talk with him. I just think that, you know, he came back and become more consistent and really did a good job. And that and the consistency with him and the quarterback. So he has stepped it up quite a bit.